Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Vermont Emergency Management is seeking a federal disaster declaration for a winter storm that hit the state last week. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
Heavy, wet snow caused widespread power outages. Green Mountain Power, the state's largest electric utility, says they restored power to more than 100,000 customers last week. The state's asking for damage assessments in Caledonia, Chittenden, Essex, Franklin, Lamoille, Orange, Orleans, Washington, and Windham counties. To qualify for federal disaster assistance, the state needs to show costs of at least $1 million in storm response and repairs to public infrastructure. Individual counties must show recovery costs of $3.78 per capita. The assessments will start today. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
Divisions between moderates and conservatives are still roiling the Vermont Republican Party. VTDigger.org reports the latest sign is an email sent out by State Party Platform Committee member Rick Cochran, charging that some party members are plotting a revolt against current party leadership. Cochran and State Party Chair Deb Bilodeau have tried to push Vermont Republicans closer to the National Party and President Trump. Other party members are allied with Republican Governor Phil Scott, an occasional critic of the president. Police say a custodian was behind a threatening message found in a Moortown High School bathroom. Vermont State Police have cited the Moortown man with misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct and creating a false alarm for the message found Tuesday at Harwood Union High School. The school superintendent says video surveillance footage from the hallways helped in the investigation. The custodian is due in court today. Eye in the sky, cloudy north today with off and on snow showers through the Adirondacks, and from Route 2 north, a dusting to 3 inches, scattered south to Route 4, breaks of sun Route 4 and the White Mountains today, and highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s.